This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Easter cash giveaway is a blitz. $115. That's how much a family pass gets you for the Royal Easter Show here. You got the show bags, delicious food. We're even going to pay for your parking too. Let's do it, Brooke and Toongabby. You got $115 cash, yours.
My God, thank you.
Well done, it's a giveaway.
Right on, Brookie. What food are you looking forward to tucking into the most?
Oh, the Dagwood dogs, but the really big ones. Oh, kind of small one.
Yeah. The big, massive Dagwood dog dipped in the tomato sauce.
Oh, double dip, that sucker. Enjoy. Claire and Engadine, you've got some money for the Easter show.
Yay, absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Good on you, Claire. Enjoy the show. Have a lot of fun. Gav in Jordan Springs. Hey, Gav.
G'day, mate.
All right.
Winner chicken dinner.
Yes, it is, mate. $115. You're off to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your big unit.
Have fun.
Much appreciated.
Enjoy those Dagwood dogs. Kate's already had hers for 2024.
I did. I'm allowed one a year. I had it yesterday. Gee, it was a hot day.
Yeah. Too hot for a dog?
To venture out. No, you're never too hot for a dog.
Right.
It was very hot sitting in the sun, though, watching some crazy guy, like the wild, crazy bike show. And then I watched some little piggy wiggies racing around.
Yeah.
What about the wood chopping, Kate? You'd find a good man there, I reckon, from Tasmania.
You seem very intent on trying to find me a man, Fitzy.
Can I just add something while we're talking about the show? Did you know they had the running of the bison yesterday?
Where?
At the show.
Oh.
They had bison. They had like...
What is a bison?
A bison's like a small buffalo.
Right.
It's it's a buffalo.
Okay.
And they had, I don't know, 20 of them around the track. Flat knacker.
In the big round, big round arena.
Extraordinary.
Oh, wow, no, I didn't see that.
Bison.
But I was at a petting zoo yesterday, and I want to tell this story because I feel like I've completely embarrassed myself.
Great.
And I thought that the petting zoo or the little enclosure would be the safest spot for me.
Very safe.
You can't get into much trouble there. My sister and I went with her partner, and they have two kids, and then, of course, my daughter May, who is nine. Now, what I want to say is, because I do feel like this is going to be a little bit mean about Whipper, and I wanted to start the week by having a week where I wasn't going to be mean to Whipper because I thought he felt a bit sad last week. So I bought you a show bag. I just got you a little show bag.
Great. Yes. Awesome.
I got you the little Birdie Beetle show bag.
Great. I love Birdie Beetle.
That was $7. It shrunk. It's like the packets of chips you used to put in the microwave and make into minis.
Yeah.
That's what's happened to the Birdie Beetle show.
It's a small party bag.
It is.
Oh, Kate Ritchie.
Bertie, you absolute tight ass.
So that's yours. Anyway, I went.
Slap hand. I got a slap hand.
Yeah, and some Birdie Beetles.
Oh, great.
There might even be six in there. Maybe you can share them with the team. I wouldn't eat them all. I was in the petting zoo, and it's very funny. You buy the little cups of food.
Happened?
You buy the little cups of food, and they're $4. And you feed the goats, and they tell you to hold the food up because they tend to jump up, right? And the kids are squealing, and it's all fun. And there's ducklings, and there was some cute little piggies, and there were funny little chickens with like funny like bouffants on their head.
Oh yeah, they're not so funny.
Just not normal. Chickens. Anyway, I see this goat and I think, oh my God. I wouldn't even call it a goat. It's a kid. So it's a baby goat.
Right.
But it had just had a haircut. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh my God, this little kid, it looks like Whipper's bad haircut at the moment because it was dark in colour, dark wool, and it was like salt and pepper. So I'm following this one particular kid around. Trying to get a photo of the goat. I'll show you a few on the screen. I know it's visual, but just imagine that's the goat I was trying to take the photo of. You can't really see it. There's another one.
But I don't look anything like that.
But you do.
My back does.
It's badly shorn. It's had a shear.
Yep,
right?
Sure.
And it's all over the place. And it just made me laugh. There's another one.
Whose legs are those?
That's just some random lady.
What?
And I just think people started to think, What's this girl following the goat round to try and take photos on her phone of this goat? And so I said...
Awesome. Is that a magic mirror or is she that short and wide?
No, I think it's trying to get the photo from my phone onto the screen. It's distorted. So I said to the lady, she's looking at me with this, like, strange... And I said, oh, it's okay. I'm not taking a photo of you. I'm trying to take a photo of the goat because it looks like a guy I work with, right?
Okay. We're having a good time.
Then my sister comes up to me and says, are you going to come and have a photo with the kids? All you seem to be doing is following that goat around to try and take photos. And she goes, I know what you're trying to take a photo of. I'll do it for you. So she gets on the ground, like she's actually sitting right down on the ground. And this is the photo she takes.
It's clacker.
Okay, just to paint a picture here.
Now it looks like Whipper.
The goat has got the biggest set of balls dangling down. One of the great set of swingers between its legs.
But that could represent your chins.
No. The humiliating thing for me is, I swear to God, lady at the show in the petting zoo, I hadn't noticed the balls. I was seriously trying to take a photo of the bad haircut. But now it all makes sense. If my sister thought I was trying to take a photo of that
and it looks like a guy at work.
Yeah, and I'm just having a whole chat with this woman in the petting zoo about, no wonder she's looking at me strangely because I'm telling her that looks like a guy at work.
Have you seen your colleague's plums? But as it is commercial radio, I'll need to compare. I'll need to compare to me if you want to get a shot from behind.
Anyway, I'm so sorry to all of the children and all of the people in the petting zoo that thought I was following the goats around to take photos of their private parts. It was of the bad haircut.
That is a big set of agates. Oh my goodness.
We're going to pop that on the Instagram?
Yeah.
Hashtag goat plums.
Whip.
Fitz and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.